Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Our passage from Deuteronomy today, we hear something there that we hear a lot in the matters of a pattern that's set here in the Old Testament. We hear the idea, if you study the text, you hear about self. Self, that is to say, one who lives a life of self-examination, repentance, living in anticipation, the notion of forgiveness, and so on. But then the self is connected to the next stage, and that is the self is connected to the notion of community. God who calls and gathers his people together as church or community. It connects self with community, not as two separate things, but the identity of self is always associated with the sense of living as church, or that is of community. And then the third thing that is added is that this community keeps a certain focus, a certain life, living in repentance and anticipation of God's good gifts and the blessings which God gives us. So in the Old Testament, there really isn't a sense of just self. It's just about you, just about self. As if somehow your struggles give meaning, your sin gives meaning to life, that all these things give you self-identification, that you're the sinner, you're the pornographer, you're this, you're that, as if your identity lies simply with self. But instead, self is always associated with God, who brings life and causes people together. So we live in repentance. We turn as Christians to see Christ who comes to us to bring life and salvation. Our identity does not rest here, but in God himself in Christ Jesus, as baptized children of God. And as baptized children of God, as we hear, for example, in 1 Corinthians 12:12-13, that we are baptized by one Spirit into the body of Christ. We become a member of a greater whole. Our identity, that is to say, our self, is always associated, as we hear in the Old Testament, with a sense of tradition, community, or an event before God, a life before God in which we find our identity. So it is, as a Christian, it is all living in community. That is to say that in our Christian struggle, your sin is my sin. Your struggle is my struggle because we come from the same cloth of original sin. Therefore, in community, we bear each other's burdens. We are there for one another. But even more so, we are children of God. We are baptized Christians. We share in the same blood of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Therefore, we're blood brothers and blood sisters. Under that same identity, that same value, that same life that has been won for us in Christ Jesus. Therefore, it is never a lonely venture within Christianity. We learn to live in community, that our identity not only is of self as a baptized Christian, but even more so our identity is shaped as we live within community before God, as we live as church. When I read this passage, it reminded me when I was a pastor in the parish. And a couple would come to me and say, "Hey, Pastor Dreyer, we're engaged." They're all joyful and giddy. And I share in their joy. I said, "This is really, really great." But then at the proper time, I would say, "Well, what does it mean that you're engaged? What is engagement?" And they kind of look at me strange, as everybody does anyway. It looks at me kind of strange, and they go, "Well, because we plan to get married." And I said, "Is that all what engagement's all about?" And so I lead them and talk to them and teach them and catechize them that really engagement are about two individuals. Two individuals who live a life of self-examination and learn how to live through repentance and absolution, learn what this is all about, if you will, in view of the community in which they will become a part of, namely marriage. That after they get married and they have their own struggles within their own marriage, they first learn to live a life of examination to what marriage is, to what this community, namely what marriage and family is all about. That with all the messages of the world that come to us and all the influences that may come to us, we may be always mindful of self-examination. And as married couple, learn also the blessings in which God has given us as well. But it's the same way in which I talk to guys out in the colleges and so on, and the ladies as far as deaconesses, of what it means to consider serving the church. When you're thinking about it out there, you have this desire to serve the church. And then when you're ready and you decide this is, in fact, my desire, like dating, if you will, you come to the seminary, and it's like an engagement. You are engaged at this point with the anticipation of your marriage, that is to say, your relationship with your congregation, as you serve your congregation as a pastor or a deaconess. In the parish, like marriage, you have no choice but to live with the people, if you will. We're always, a parish pastor has to deal with all the people and live at the size of lives of their people, if you like them or not. We learn to live and to refine and to understand and keep our focus, both on the pastor's part and your people, about what this is all about, what it means to be church, to live in community. And this is what we do here, as individuals here at the seminary. We're involved with taking tests and our homework assignments. We're interacting with one another in the cafeteria and different places. You know, we got our ups and downs and our trials. But we're ever so mindful to live a life of contemplation in view of all in which we're learning from God's Word. To learn a life of self-examination, but also to learn a life of community and formation. That is, we're interacting with people that we like and maybe not so like, and all sorts of different things in the cafeteria, or as we're going out, as we're interacting with everybody, we learn to confess to one another, to support one another, to hear each other's thoughts and confessions, to strengthen one another, to remind ourselves of what this is all about. That we, within this formation here at the seminary, can live with that sense of anticipation of that day in which we are serving within a church, and to appreciate and understand what that relation is all about. Much like a couple who are engaged may not know what it means at that point to live together, at least I hope not, but when they live together as a married couple, then it's a different world. They have to live together, and so it is here. We learn to live in community and never be confused of why we are here and the purpose of this community as we exercise Christian love and compassion and freedom as Christ stands between each one of us, as we share true mercy and love and forgiveness and give an ear to all people here on this campus. This is, in fact, the life in which God is so gracious given to us. In the passage today also, we hear about the idea of God's commandments. It might echo a little bit back to Exodus 20, when we hear about the Ten Commandments, where God says, I am your God, and I am the one who redeemed you from the bondage of slavery. But then he says, this is what community is. This is what it means to live before me and to live to one another within the sense of community. We live a life of repentance, and we're reminded of that greater life in which God has so graciously given to us in his gifts and in his mercy and his life. But we're always mindful, as we read in Exodus 20 on the commandments, that it all rests with our life before God. And there's no doubt why Luther, after every meaning of every commandment, says we should fear and love God. He uses the word we instead of I. He used the word God after each of the commandments to remind us that we live in community. Our life, ourself, is known within community, that life that God so graciously has given to us. And it is there that we, again, as we hear in today's passage, that we're always mindful of God's gifts, that we always rejoice in the midst of our struggles and our sadness of that greater life that has been won for us through his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let this be our journey let us be united by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, as we walk forward, learning to be community, to be church with one another, that we may together rejoice with the same life and confession of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.